For the past 2 months, a coalition of women-serving organizations have been raising the urgent issue of women's safety in shelters in the Downtown East Side. The coalition includes the Downtown East Side Women's Center, Wish Drop-In Center, Power of Women Group, and Battered Women Support Services. On Tuesday, March 22nd, the coalition sent out a press release and, with support from the community, marched to the BC Housing Office to voice their demands and initiate a dialogue with BC Housing. Angela Marie McDougall is the Executive Director of Battered Women Support Services, and she was one of the organizers of the action. I spoke to her over the phone on Thursday, March 24th. On Tuesday, you held an action targeting BC Housing. First of all, what prompted the action?
Well, for the past 2 months, the Coalition of Women-Serving Organizations has been raising the urgent need of women's safety in co-ed emergency shelters in the Downtown East Side. And, you know, it comes in response to 6 reported sexual assaults at First United Church Shelter within a 3-month period. And we've been dismayed, actually, by the lack of what we see as a lack of response by all levels of government, actually, with the ongoing violence committed against women in the Downtown East Side. You know, we've been dealing with years, actually, of inaction on a number of different levels with respect to violence against women, and we have, you know, a public inquiry right now that's in play, in part because of, you know, murders and disappearances of women. So here's the thing. We were attempting to have, in this case, BC Housing address the needs of women in the Downtown East Side, and we were virtually ignored for several weeks. We sent letters and we had a meeting, and then we heard nothing for weeks from them. Nothing. They weren't returning our phone calls, weren't returning our emails. And so from our perspective, you know, we're looking around and we're not seeing anything changing. First United Church has First United Church Shelter has agreed to do some superficial changes to their service, and that was it. That was all that we had heard. Nothing. So the coalition of women and women's organizations in the Downtown East Side at that point made a decision to hand deliver a letter to BC Housing, and we chose Tuesday to do that.
Okay, so can you tell me about the action? What exactly happened?
Well, the community, the Women and Women's Coalition, I mean, which Coalition of Women and Women's Organizations had developed a needs assessment that determined the needs, based on women, for, you know, women's, you know, consultation with women, conversations with women, the things that have been going on in the community for a long time. And, what the needs assessment, you know, determined that what's required is a 24-hour low-barrier women-only drop-in space and shelter in the Downtown East Side. And the point there is that for many women that we're talking about, they will access a place like First United Church Shelter because it's a place where women can go 24 hours a day, and sleep, and maybe get some food, and kind of relax. And there's nothing like that exists for women only. So that's one of the needs. The other needs is that we need housing, additional housing. I mean, you know, there have been reports of housing opening, new housing for women. That's all full. I mean, anytime you hear about a report of housing being open, it's full. So it's not like it's, you know, there's still plenty of needs. So we're looking for housing for women and children. From our perspective, we're looking at least 100 new units that, you know, be made available. Now, the other part that's really, really important here is that we're, you know, in terms of a needs assessment, we're looking for clear provincial standards for women's safety in co-ed shelters, that they be implemented immediately. There are not standards in co-ed emergency shelters for women's safety. And, of course, there's degrees to which women are not safe in the shelters, with the First United Church shelter being the absolute, you know, worst, in our opinion. And so what we mean is, you know, action was to deliver the letter. And, deliver the letter, which included, our, you know, the needs. And, when we arrived, there were, several police. I would say that there were about 10 outside and about 5 or so inside, and the building was locked. They had locked the building. And so eventually Dale McMahon, who works for BC Housing, he's the third in command at BC Housing, he came down and, took the letter, essentially said that, they would consider the concerns you know, these are the same things that we've already raised, right? So, we reiterated that this wasn't about, it wasn't about reiterating concerns. It was actually about seeking action, and that Tuesday was about action, and that we needed them to act. And the discussion is over. I mean, there needs to be action. And so, he said that he couldn't commit to action, and that there would need to be more time. And, from our perspective, women remain unsafe in the co-ed emergency shelters, and women are having to choose between being in a place that's not safe or being on the street right now. And, it's a problem. And, sometimes I wonder, what we're trying to fight for here. The bar is so low right now as far as what we're fighting for. We're literally fighting for women not to get sexually assaulted in the shelters. And essentially, just pleading with BC Housing to take this stuff seriously and not just to say that they're taking it seriously, which is what we're hearing all along, that they say that they're taking it seriously. But we haven't seen action, actually. So, the coalition met again today. Women and, the Coalition of Women and Women's Organizations met today, and we're continuing. It's not done. We've identified a number of different things that we will, engage in over the next while, because it's not done. This needs assessment's real. It comes from women from the community, and, we're not going to be denied on these points.
That's a really important point. But just to clarify, BC Housing did announce that they would open a 24-hour drop-in center and that ATIRA would be managing that.
No,
what do you make of that?
They did not. They did not announce that. ATIRA Women's Resource Society announced an overnight drop-in on the same day. They did an end run around what we were doing and announced an overnight weekday overnight drop-in in a room at Serena's place, which is named after Serena Abbotsway, is a woman who was murdered by that prolific serial killer that we had operating in Vancouver in the 90s. It was named after her. And so in basically a 20 by 30 foot room with one bathroom and one tiny galley kitchen, tiny little kitchen. And they, they're talking about the drop in there. No, this is no, BC Housing took it as an opportunity, certainly, to deflect from the need. And ATIRA, in their announcement, provided them the full opportunity to do that. I mean, they played right into that. But the reality is we continue on. I mean, nothing's been addressed. There is no 24-hour drop-in. There isn't one. There's a substandard overnight weekday, service that is being provided. That's BC Housing. It's not clear the relationship between BC Housing and ATIRA on this point. On this, it's not clear, who's doing what and who instigated what here on this.
So you mentioned that the coalition met earlier today to discuss where to go next. How will women continue to organize in the downtown ESA for a safe space and a shelter for women?
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, but there's a number of things in the works. Stay tuned.
That was Angela Marie McDougall, Executive Director of Battered Women Support Services, in conversation with me, Maria Persdotter.